generally the Pacifics will be a larger animal. If they're under the water, you'll see their mouth gaping quite a bit because they're ferocious feeders, so they tend to have their mouth quite wide open. They will stand out when you see one, but there's a lot of little oysters here, so it's a bit of a needle in the haystack at the moment. We'll find them.
Not all oysters are good oysters. At least, that's what Sterling Cullen Ward thinks. He's a Sydney Rock oyster grower at Marimbula on the far south coast of New South Wales. And today, he's armed himself with an iron bar and he's going out in search of the enemy. Hello, I'm Josh Becker. Two main species of oysters are farmed in Australia. There's the native Sydney Rock oyster that's found here, and the much larger, introduced Pacific oyster that's largely grown commercially in Tasmania, South Australia and other parts of New South Wales. Sydney Rock producers like Sterling are trying to stop the spread of the wild Pacific or rogue oysters onto their leases, so an annual cull is underway. Gillian Keating's the environmental coordinator with Sapphire Coast Wilderness Oysters, a collective that represents oyster growers in the six estuaries of the Bega Valley. She's leading the hunt for the wild Pacifics today. So, Gillian, I might grab you while we're here. What are we looking for today?
We're looking for Pacific oysters, which are a pest species in our south coast estuaries. We've got some outbreaks in Pambula and Marimbula at the moment, so the oyster farmers are getting together with the local Koori work crew to help make a dent in the population.
And so why is this important for oyster farmers?
For oyster farmers, the Pacific oysters compete with the native Sydney Rocks, which is largely what this industry farms down here. So the smaller Pacifics, they catch on their infrastructure and increase handling time and labour and that kind of thing. So, it does. It impacts on the production of the local industry.
So when you say get rid of the Pacifics, what does that involve?
It involves getting a sharp implement and identifying them, which can be actually really tricky even for some oyster farmers, and basically poking a big hole in them, so killing them on site.
So you've got a big metal rod in hand and you're ready to walk around the foreshore of the Marimbula Lake, and how many do you expect to find?
Hopefully not too many. It is interesting though, there seems to be larger numbers than we expected around the entrances, both to Marimbula and Pambula. So we're quite close to Marimbula Bar at the moment. So we may find, a couple of hundred, but hopefully not.
So armed with our metal poles, we head out along the shoreline in search of the Pacifics. Brett Weingarth is leading the way.
Here's one here, Josh. Have a look at this. See there, you can see his lip there, but he's just closed because I stirred him up. He might open again in a minute.
Really? Yeah. So they open and close that quickly?
Oh, absolutely. If you disturb them, they'll close straight away because they know there's a predator around. The Sydney Rock's much the same too. Rock oysters will normally take maybe another 5 minutes to open, something like that. They're a bit shy, but you can see this one here, he's starting to open again already. And I just disturbed him like 30 seconds ago. So he's keen to start feeding again. And you can see this rock oyster's stuck over it. So it's been here for quite some time. Those rock oysters there are probably 18 months old or so. And it's kind of using them as camouflage, unwittingly, I imagine, but... So this one here, we'll pull him out, and you can see there, it's like just a conglomeration of oyster. And in underneath it, you've got that big, ugly Pacific.
That's one more down.
Another one down, mate. Another one bites the dust.
Look at that.
I am the Pacific catching legend. They're all the bush tucker man. He's a cracker. This one probably measures, 1 foot by half a foot?
It's about the size of your palm.
It's about the size of my palm. It probably weighs about, 200 or 300 grams, something like that, I'd imagine.
Is it a good sign to be able to find them and get rid of them, or is it a bad sign that they're spreading?
Oh, look, we'd prefer them not to be here at all, mate, to be quite honest, but... it's certainly good to get oysters like that out of the general population so they're not breeding and spreading the pest around,
After several hours sloshing through the water along the Marimbula foreshore, eyes peeled for the wild Pacifics, it's time to head back to shore. While many of the oysters have been crushed on the spot, some of the bigger ones are brought back in for the all-important size test. Sterling Cullenwood takes out the trophy this year.
It's all about sustainability, isn't it? And part of that sustainability of this industry is making sure that that species doesn't take over our species, our native Sydney rock oyster. We're pretty lucky here. We have small numbers, and I don't think it'll ever happen. But we just try and keep up with it and smash a few and make sure they don't take on.